Welcome to Terra Loco Fast Five. I'm Tracy McCray, along with Mallory Lentz, the inventory manager here at Terra Loco, and you're a running coach too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Today we're discussing learning to run. So mm-hmm. you want to learn to run. People love being more active, but what is the main benefit of learning to run?
I think one of the biggest things that people find enjoyable about running is the mental health aspect of it and also finding a community.
Oh, absolutely. That is, I didn't even think about the mm-hmm. community part, but yes, I'm part of a running group too. Shout out Chatty Chicks.
Yep.
We are a running shoe mm-hmm. store, aside from a lot of other products, but finding the shoe is probably the first step for people that want to start running, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's the best shoe that we have of the hundreds that we have on the shelf?
That is a very, very hard question, Tracy. There is no one best shoe. I tell this to customers all the time, that if you got every single staff member in the store to tell you their favorite shoe, you would maybe get one or two overlaps, but none of us wear the same shoe.
We all have different feet.
Yep. And different body mechanics. And
so then where do you begin? Where does a customer begin when they think, I want to, you know, the snow is melting. Mm-hmm. I want to get out there.
Yep.
Where do you start?
I ask a lot of questions. That's one thing that I kind of am known for, is that I just ask every single possible question that I can about what they're using their shoe for. If we're training for anything, if we're running for fun, kind of all those get to know you questions. And then we get into the gait analysis, where we can do a walking gait analysis or a running gait analysis on the treadmill to kind of figure out what type of shoe you need, because there's stability shoes, there's neutral shoes. And then based on some of those things, I also ask, like, cushioning. Do we want to feel the ground more? Do we want to have a big giant pillow? Do we want a stale marshmallow?
Right.
kind of all those different things of what we like. And if they're not sure, I just bring one of every category.
Sure.
And then they can kind of figure it out.
Well, and I often will tell them too that they really won't know the answer to that question until after they've gone for running for mm-hmm. a few weeks.
Yep.
But probably the pronation or not is the main thing that you need to figure out.
Yes. And also previous injuries or any changes to their bodies that might be affecting running.
And because we're doing running 101, what is pronation?
That is when your feet rotate, or your ankles and feet rotate inward.
And a lot of people will say that that's kind of like, they treat it like it's a mistake, like mm-hmm, they're mm-hmm. underperforming what a normal human should be. But I just tell them it's just how your skeleton is.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do people start to run? I mean, obviously you can go outside and imagine a bear is chasing you, but how do you start running? Is that what you tell your people when you're coaching them?
I don't know how we get started. We just start. We just start easy. Don't go out too fast. A lot of times, like with beginners, we start with walking and brisk walking mm-hmm. and intervals, where we might only run, and I don't want to use the word only, but you know what I mean, 30 seconds of running, 30 seconds of walking, because the most common mistake that people make is doing too much too quickly, mm-hmm. and then that leads to injuries.
You read ahead on my questions.
Yes, sorry.
That's perfectly fine, but that I'm thinking I could probably answer for me. Mm-hmm. I did take a learn to run class. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what we did. We would walk for 30 seconds, run for 30 seconds. And so I have only ever run. That's called interval training. That's the only way that I have ever run.
Yeah, and I do that with marathon training.
Sure.
So for longer distances for myself, my body just does better with interval training. Mm-hmm. And it also gets my body ready for the character stops that I do at Disney.
That'll be a different podcast.
Yes.
We'll talk about Disney running.
Yep.
I have, in the past, this is just going to sound so funny to you probably, but I've gotten up to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I'll run mm-hmm. for 10 minutes and then walk for either 30 seconds or a minute.
Yep.
One time I ran for 3 or 4 miles, because mm-hmm. I was with people who were not taking walk breaks. Mm-hmm. I could not believe how much longer it took for my body to recover from doing that, because I was doing Jeff Galloway will say, yep, you're doing the recovery,
yes,
during those walk breaks.
Yes.
And I didn't start running until I was in my mid-40s. Mm-hmm. So it really does make a difference to run with those walk breaks.
Yep. And Jeff also recommends not walking for longer than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And a lot of races that I have run have got the water stops,
yep,
10 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is just perfect.
Yep.
Okay. How to best avoid injury. The first thing we talked about was checking if you are a pronator or not.
Yeah.
But then what are some other things that you should keep in mind so that you don't get hurt before April?
Yeah. Those dynamic warm-ups and things before your run.
Which would be?
Calf raises, toe raises, like walking lunges. I think we've all seen the people swinging their legs before, mm-hmm, races and things like that. Just kind of getting the body moving before you start officially moving.
2 or 3 or 5 minutes? How long,
yeah,
do you want
to do that? Yeah, roughly about 5 minutes of, okay, of dynamic warm-up would be about appropriate. And then I usually also tell people to do like a 5 to 10 minute actual warm-up before we get into the official like workout.
Okay.
Too.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And so people come in, they get their right shoe, they start doing intervals, 30 mm-hmm. seconds, 30 seconds. You can run blocks, you can run, yep, fence poles or light poles, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. Then how do you start building? When do you know it's time to start building a little bit?
For some people, it kind of just depends on where they're at in their journey and if we're injury free too.
Okay.
I usually try to build a base for 2-ish months before we start adding more on, because I want them to be comfortable with what they're doing first and then start building.
What are some common mistakes that people make? We talked about starting out too fast.
Yeah.
Is that the main one?
I would say so, honestly, because I think a lot of people have in their mind that like runners are fast.
Yes.
You know, and so
go running with me.
Yeah.
You'll find out runners are not fast.
And I tell people like it's going to feel really, really awkward, and it's probably going to be a little frustrating too. The like how slow you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in my own mind, I'll do a 30 minute workout because that might be all the time I have, and I've maybe done 2.5 miles, and in my brain I'm like, I feel like I should have done more.
Mm-hmm.
But also that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah,
that's what matters.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, definitely going out too fast and doing too much too.
For people who have been sitting around in hibernation,
mm-hmm,
hands
mm-hmm.
raised, and are ready to start up again in
yep.
the spring, probably you don't want to use the shoes that you have that are like 5 years old.
No.
Yeah. Give yourself a gift of
yes.
really jumping yes. on in with something,
mm-hmm.
a good new shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. I get a lot of people in that are like, well, look up when I last got my shoes and it's been, you know, 3 years.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, well,
yes.
that's probably why
yes.
your body doesn't feel good.
I think it comes from when we went back, when we were all in high school
mm-hmm.
or grade school, we would get one pair of shoes
yep.
a school year, and we get in our head that we should at the most buy one pair a
yes.
year.
Yes.
Not necessarily true.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
That will be in our Buying the Perfect Shoe podcast
yes.
that's coming up. All right.
Yes.
And what don't we need to worry about when we're just starting off running?
Time, pace, honestly. Again, we get into our head that we should be fast, and we compare ourselves a lot to other people.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients, he texted me the other day and he was like, walkers were passing me during my run break. And I was like, okay,
it's okay.
Totally understand where
yes.
you're coming from, but you're on your own journey.
Absolutely. Yes. If you're out on a public trail,
mm-hmm.
you can 100% guarantee
yep.
that you're going to be running and someone is going to come burning past you.
Yeah.
As if you are standing still.
Well, I remember training for my first half marathon, and I was struggling getting over 6 miles, and a lady with a double jogger stroller passed me, and I was like, okay, cool. I finally gotten over myself, you know, as the years have gone by, but That was a tough one to swallow.
If you want to start running and you have got questions about it, what would you like people to do?
Ask. Just ask.
Come on.
And there's no dumb question. You're not going to learn and you're not going to get educated if you don't ask questions and have that conversation. We're very open to anything you want to talk about.
First out of the gate, I would just say you don't have to walk into this store and say, I'm not a runner.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, people will come so in and they have to qualify that they're not runners. And we're like, that's okay. If you've got feet and you walk forward, we've got shoes for you.
And people also get, I think, a little worried that we're just running. But the shoes are forward motion shoes.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if you're walking a 20-minute mile or running a 5-minute mile.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Mallory.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Terra Loco Fast 5. If there are topics that you'd want to learn more about, just let us know when you stop in the store. Thank you for listening.